Ladies and gentlemen, and brothers and sisters, we have Bam Jemba on the line. Are you there, Jim?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
And I'm hearing that we have a problem on the web, that the server is not really serving like it's supposed to.
Well, yeah, it keeps going back to the buffering thing, and then it goes, 1%, 2%, 75%, and then back to 1%.
Somebody's jammed it up again.
And
so
cuts off, yeah. Sir.
So, a whole lot of things are messed up at the station. I just will let you know that. So,
right.
One day I will not have to deal with somebody else,
okay.
And have my own life.
I heard the Frankie Lyman, and then it cut out.
Oh, you did hear that?
Yeah, I heard the beautiful Frankie Lyman right at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of the program. That was real nice, real sweet,
Well, Jim, I'll send you a copy of this show.
Right,
because
right.
It's a special show. It's 3 hours.
Yeah, for the Black History Week?
Black History Week. Black History Minute.
Oh, right, okay.
They don't give us enough time.
Okay.
It's only relegated to 1 month of the year, the shortest month of the year. So I always say it's Black Eye Story every day.
Right, right.
A
little bit of the praise jar, though, so you must be in the background then.
Hey, I started that one out. I wanted to, I said, well, I wasn't going to play anything until you called, and because I had all this other stuff to play. But I just want to let the listeners know, well, you let them know what's happening with you and Al-Fatah and the new CD.
Well, the new CD, hopefully, it's called Roots. And you can get the information from bamjemba.com, www.bamjemba.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that it's going to be out kind of April. But in the meantime, I've sent you and also John Brunelli, I think, has got some. I think Kit White's got some as well. White's got some kind of pre-release things. The thing is that the people down in the Mad Professor studio, Neil, and especially his son Joe, his son Joseph, who now calls himself Joe Ariwa, he used to be the Dark Phantom, right, who did some dubs for me before.
Right.
He just loves dubbing this stuff, and he keeps sending me it. So I've got about 25 now.
Dub after dub after dub.
He just loves working on it. So that's a good sign,
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
That's a good sign. So and. Al-Fatah and I are doing a show in Blackpool up here in the north of England. It's a kind of private show, but it'll be the first one when we've got everybody together and just to see how it goes,
Well, man, if you make a tape of that show, brother.
we're going to be recording it, so yeah.
I would love to hear that, man.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, man. I played something today special. I figured you'd be interested in it. I just got a new CD with Charlie Hunter, Ernest Ranglin, and Earl Chenner Smith.
Ooh, what?
Can you imagine that?
And I'm missing this? What?
You're missing it, man, because I played the first cut, a cut called Long Bay. Mm. And Long Bay is a place all the way at the end of Jamaica where my friend Steady, who's in Jamaica, who called me at 11 o'clock last night to say, when you gonna send me some music, man? He's the person that I got so much of my collection from.
Right.
And so I said Long Bay, and I looked on this CD. I said that's where Steady was born. Let me play from the album. I was gonna play Fade Away, but I played Long Bay.
That's beautiful. Yeah,
thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like the same vibe. I wish I was there.
Listen,
cold and windy here.
Definitely, I'm feeling a very good. Lately, I've been feeling good vibes. Besides the aches and the pains, brother.
I mean, told me in your email that you've been riding your bike, man. That's not good for
you.
Oh
man.
Hey,
well, no. It's not good when you haven't done it in a while and you haven't exercised
right.
before you get on there.
That's right.
And those joints, man, can't
that's
take
right.
it like it used to.
Different
you know.
Muscles, man. Different muscles.
Different muscles.
I can sit down and play the drums for 6 hours. Nothing happens. But if I get on a bike, I'm aching, man.
I hear you, man.
Different muscles.
Well, you want to let the listeners know how your visit to the Ariwa studio and what kind of, because Neil called here a couple of weeks ago. I'm sure you heard the interview.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
that
yeah.
Site.
I heard the interview with Neil. Yeah, he's a busy bee, man.
Certainly is.
He's a busy person.
I just read something that says he hardly ever performs in London, and he's going to be there with Palmer International.
That's right. He's there. He does the Jazz Cafe, but I think it's at another theatre. I can't remember quite which one.
Uh huh.
With Joe Arriwa and the Posse, and the backing guys are called the Tricksters now. They used to be called the Robotics.
I remember the Robotics. Yeah.
The Tricksters, which I think Matthew and Fluxy will be around, and all them boys, Gordon,
Black Steel,
and all the crew. Yeah. And the Pan Africanist, who's a Steel Pan guy who does dub.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Is that what's his name? Kani? That's not Bongo Kani, is it? No. That's another guy.
I don't know what his real name is. He's just called the Pan Africanist.
Pan Africanist, wow.
But to me, yeah.
And that's no pun intended, huh? Pan Africanist.
That's it. Well, we went down to mix and master the CD at Arriwa because... the Mad Professor had done the dubs on the little Wakey Wakey Wake Up single I did, the anti-war thing that Elfat had it. And it was beautiful. We went down first to record Mr. Rico Rodriguez, the trombone player.
Right.
The ska trombone player. And that was just beautiful because he's in his 70s now,
Wow, and, he's up there, man.
He just turned up and... everybody was there then. It was just before the Mad Professor had to set up for Israel. And so we're all sat around, and he came in, and we just ran the tracks. And he played beautifully through both tracks, Sail Away and You Are My Sunshine, the old...
Right.
Old, You Are My Sunshine, with the old Fats Domino, bad. And then he came back and sat down and started reading the paper, and we're just looking around and thinking, what's happening, and the Mad Professor said, "Excuse me, Rico, sir, everything okay? Everything okay? Was that all right?" And he said, "No, there's something not quite right, And we were saying, "Well, he said, "What time is it?" And I said, "Well, it's about 20 past one." He said, "Ah, that's it. I'll pop across the road and get myself some chicken soup and some cornbread and come back and make a better job of it."
Oh, my God.
So he just disappeared for half an hour, had some lunch, came back and blew it beautiful.
Wow.
Blew it beautiful.
Well, he's been doing it for a long time, man.
Yeah.
He's
and so interesting to talk to him, because... he comes from the Warwick Hills, which is kind of above 9 Mile, where Bob Marley used to come from.
Right.
And he was talking about looking after little Bob when he was at primary school.
Really?
Wow. Absolutely amazing. But was such a beautiful, gentle, lovely guy.
And Rico is originally from Cuba.
I'm not sure.
Yes, he is.
But his family lived in the Warwick Hills, which is...
Yeah. He's originally family's originally from Cuba. But you know, there's a lot of that, Jim, with the Jamaicans and Cubans and all doing the... And see, this is Black History Month, so we need to talk about that.
Right.
All doing the building of the Panama Canal, there were people coming to Panama from Jamaica, from Costa Rica, from all the Caribbean, even the USA. And then you had people that worked for the United Fruit Company. So you had all those mixtures on there.
Also, I think somewhere, he said somewhere in his ancestry, he has the Chinese.
Well, you can see it in
Chinese
his face.
Chinese and Cuban. Yes, that's right.
Well, the mix in Chinese and Jamaica is definite, and Cuba also. Mm. Have you ever went to a, now I know you probably haven't, but I used to go to a Cuban Chinese restaurant when I lived in Upper Manhattan. And they would serve the beans, the beans and rice, man. A Cuban Chinese restaurant. Well, that's what they were from Cuba, It's the same way in Jamaica, man. So, culture sharing and borrowing.
Mix and match. I love it, man.
Indeed, man.
I love it, I love it because we were talking about all that down there. The Mad Professor's from Guyana,
Right.
And all over, and he's visited the Gambia. Over Christmas, had a wonderful time. All this music, it's I don't know. There's something about it, man. It's bringing people together.
Well, that's the thing that should bring people together. And I think music does bring people together. And when, well, I won't say all music does it, though.
No.
You know, to me, some music excludes people.
Right.
And for whether it's a conscious or unconscious reason, it simply does. Whether it's the lyrics of the song, but it just excludes certain people. And you know, when all you have to do is turn on your telly, and you can look and you see, well, this is this kind of people's music, and this is this kind of people's music. Now, I mean, it's really not that simple. We know it's not that simple. But when you go to a show, is what really reflects it. You know, it's like, who goes to these kind of shows? And if you see a myriad of all kind of people that's in the garden of Jah's garden, then that says that's a music that's a connecting kind of music.
But it has a respect.
Yes,
you
man.
Know, you can tell instantly whether music has a respect. You know, the man professor was saying, you know, if you go to, say, Mali or Gambia and people respect musicians.
Oh, they do.
Because they're important people.
But
there's a difference between, you know, that kind of respect music and business.
Indeed.
You know, when business comes into it, then that tends to split people up, you know?
Well, I said that
to... You know, we'll put this in this box and sell this to these people.
You're going to live a long time, James, because I just brought that same statement up today. I said you can't mix business with friendship.
Well, you know.
You know what I mean? Business has to be business. Friendship is friendship. But when you start crossing those things, then that ends friendships, man.
Yeah. But if you see, the my professor's been in business for years.
Yeah.
Now, he has a reputation, which I found absolutely correct. In that if he is treated with respect, he will respect you. The same thing occurs in business.
Ah.
No, it's respect. Charles,
if you don't treat people with respect, you don't deserve respect.
Correct.
Yeah.
And if you're ripping people up, or you're lying to people, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which all goes on in business, you know, let's not kid ourselves, the music business.
Definitely.
You know what Hunter Thompson said about it, you know, all those horrible things.
Yep.
You know, it's an awful long dark corridor, you know, populated by thieves, brigands, liars, cheats, and also there's a very bad downside to it too, you know.
Yes, indeed, indeed.
You know, but at the same time, there are people who do business with, you know, respect.
I think so. And such as yourself, and I'm not patting you on the back. I'm gonna say, I think just your reputation. I know I share it with other people, but everybody tells me he's really a nice guy. He's really a good guy. He's really, you know. I'm like, and he's damn funny. he's got a bit of British humor, I think.
Yeah.
But no, man, Jim, I really believe that. You know, you're on a mission, and it's a very positive mission, and I respect what you're doing. And also tell the listening audience about the sickle cell thing, please, and the award that you won.
Well, I the first CD, the I Love CD, still for sale. There's still a few around. You can log into bamjimba.com again and still buy that. I think there's still a few around. CD Baby have some. I think Tower Records have some for the States. But it just took off, really, you know, and people liked it, and I think it was it came out in 2003, and so kind of later on in 2004, I got a little award for the for solo fundraiser of the year type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But it's gone on from strength to strength and made quite a bit of money now, and. There were the director, whose name is Asa Nkwokwo. I hope I've got that right. Dr. Asa.
Okay.
Nkwokwo, sorry. Invited 10 people, he invited 100 people, but 10 people were up for the awards, to 10 Downing Street, which is where I was hoping Tony Blair was going to be there. So I have a real go at him about various bits and pieces. But it was with the First Lady, Cherry Brew.
Oh, okay.
Who's Tony Blair's wife?
Okay.
Who actually is a lovely person and does a lot for charity and everything. So that was that. Kind of herded in, and then you get your 2 minutes, and then you're herded out, and then, believe you me, there was about 4 searches before you went in, and then they searched you when you were in. I thought any minute now I'm going to see the rubber glove,
Oh my God.
You're a musician, are you? Right, step over here,
Oh my God. Hey, well, listen, we're living in serious times, James.
That's right.
They know it. They've created some of these serious times, haven't they?
That's right. Yeah, what's the old Bill Hicks thing about looking at the receipt, All these people have to look at the receipt, What, we sold them that, did we? Did we sell him those? I can't remember that. Did we really sell him all that? Oh, wow.
Oh,
we sold
him
all the chemicals. Oh, right. Okay. Oh, sorry.
I'm telling you. Hey, well, listen, James. We're gonna get you back on the air, and this is I'm gonna post this little interview.
No problem.
They'll hear it on the site. They'll hear it on www.radioforall.net? I forget what it is.
Oh, yeah, yes, yeah, that one.
Yeah, then I'll post it on
I
that.
I really enjoy those. If I've missed a week, if I'm playing somewhere or something, I can always get into
it. I want you to do? I'm not going to mention it to you, but I'm going to mention the name of the artist I want you to check out on that site, because he has a very interesting story to tell about he's a trombone player, Vin Gordon. You heard of him?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want you to listen to him and tell me what you think of what he says, because I may have misunderstood him, but I want you to listen to the whole interview and tell me what you think of it.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to tell you anything, because I just won't, but you listen to it and get back to me on that. Email me and let me know.
All right, I will.
And what I want to do is play some more of this music, because I got like 45 minutes more to go, but I want to give him some of the dub, I want to give him some of the vocals from the CD, man.
Yeah. El Father called me up this morning and asked me to wish you, blessings and a lot of love, for promoting the music.
Hey,
you know what Toby's like.
Yes, man. And listen, have you been in touch with Lemmy?
Not recently, no.
Okay, because I should email him and find out where he is.
All right.
He might be still in Nigeria. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I went because he's a part of this,
Right. we're still on with. I've got a company called Traffic Control. Now I'm trying to get Toby's work permit and visas all sorted out. So we're down on our knees praying for that. So.
Yeah, man. I hope to God things are rough right now. Jim. In Jamaica now you need a passport to go.
Mm.
So they've tightened things up on this side. Oh, yeah. The only country that you don't need a passport in the Caribbean now is American. VI and maybe Bahamas, I don't know, but I know VI and U.S. Virgin Islands, you don't need a passport, but the rest of the Caribbean, you need a passport now. They're tightening up, so. But listen.
Or, of course, the universal passport.
Oh, yeah,
which is loads of money.
Ah, indeed.
If you've got loads of money, you can go anywhere.
Indeed. Well, listen, James.
All right.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and how's your mom?
Oh, she's okay.
Well, hail her up for me, and when you see her, give her a kiss and hug.
I will do. And thank you ever so much, Charles, for everything you're doing for us.
Hey, listen, man, I posted it on the websites, and but if the thing is not on the air, hopefully out there, listeners in the world, you can hear me. All right, James.
Bless you.
One love.
Bless you. One love. Thank you, Charles.
Okay, James.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.